involving Ulster on Friday. 19-9 victors over Wasps.
Good result, Miles, you know, because I think it's great, actually, the way these results are going this weekend, because we hear so much about the top 14 in the Premiership in England, you know, and the Pro 14 here is supposed to be a lesser competition. Ulster just took out the finalists last year of the Premiership, was. Both sides had injuries, and sadly, Kutsia is out for the season. He'll not be available if he's ever available for Ulster, but, I mean, they're not signing another player, which is rather surprising. But having said that, they raised their game, especially in the second half at Kingspan. Now, when you're watching the game live at times, it's difficult. You don't see everything that's going on. And in the first half, it looked a wee bit average enough, but the second half was great. But I watched it again on Monday, on Saturday morning, and you know, when you get the close-ups and everything, you just realise the physicality. But it was a great performance by Ulster, of course, led by the two guys, Piatto and Stockdale. And certainly Stockdale must now have put himself into a big position as far as the Ireland team and the Autumn Internationals, because he's got a guy with a great talent. But overall, I thought it was a very, very good performance by Ulster. Defensively, especially, they could see that John O'Gibbs has certainly got them going. And whenever, hopefully, Rory Best may be available for next weekend against the French team, Vandermeer, the prop they sign, is available. He should be fit very, very soon. So when they get those guys in there to that front row, I think that overall, I mean, it's certainly you know, looking reasonably good for Ulster. When you think that Craig Gilroy has still to come back from injury, and that Tommy Bowen Trumbull can't make the team at the moment, you know, the depth and strength is good. But next week's going to be the big one against La Rochelle. If they get anything from that one, that'll certainly set them up in this particular group.
Leinster winning as well against Montpellier, just that little bit too strong with the finish up.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. It was at ebb and flow. And Leinster, once again, have this ability that I think that sort of Munster have lacked and Ulster lacked a wee bit too, is they do finish off. When they get an opportunity, when they get near the line, they get points, and that's a very, very important thing about Montpellier. Had opportunities as well, but, I mean, they just didn't take them. Interesting, Ruan Pienaar playing, and once again, looking as if he had all the time in the world to do things and kicking virtually every point he got. But, again, you know, to go to Montpellier, it will be difficult for Leinster, but Montpellier will be happy in the sense of losing bonus point. But from Leinster's point of view, you know, it's important that you win at home, and they've got those 4 points in the bag.
And Connacht winning away in the European Challenge Cup, too strong for Oyana, 43-15.
Yeah, you see, this Challenge Cup, you know, I mean, it's one of those competitions. I mean, everybody wants to win the Champions Cup, but from Connacht's point of view, I think they'll do very well in this competition, because they certainly have been going well this season. Oyonnax was the team that, remember, if you remember, Ulster put about 60 or 70 points on in the last game, but it still didn't get them through. But certainly from Connacht's point of view, they'll be absolutely delighted to have got that result. And, you know, from what I saw of the Connacht side when they played Ulster that day, they will have a big say in what goes on in that Challenge Cup.
And just turning our attention to the local action, I see in the First Trust Senior Cup quarter final, Ballymena 37, Omagh 27.
Yeah, well, again, that's a very, very good result, Miles, for the Omagh side. I know, you know, I'm sure they'd love to have got through to the semi-final of the First Trust Senior Cup this year, but nevertheless, you know, I was just reading the statistics and I was talking to one of their, Alan Buchanan, yesterday. It was only 27-22 at half-time, and, you know, that meant that the second half, Ballymena only won by 10 points to 5. The scoring was very interesting. Ballymena outscored them 6 tries to 4, but that's one thing I've noticed, and even mentioned last week in that game that Omagh lost down the game against Sligo. You know, they scored 3 tries, and they do cross the line, and I think that shows you the attacking strength they've got. You know, they certainly don't rely just on the boot to get points, but they'll be very happy. To go to Ballymena and only be beaten by 10 points, Miles, for any side is pretty good, and especially from Omagh's point of view, because a lot of players at the moment have never experienced that sort of level of competition, and that, you know, that'll set them up well. They'll have a week's rest, and then they'll get back into the All-Ireland League again.
Any score from Conference 2, Malone against Limavady?
No, that game was called off, Miles, because Lima Valley apparently have major problems with their new pitches because of that terrible flooding. You know, as you know, they're quite close to the river, and apparently that's the reason it was called off. Rugby Championship 3, Letterkenny, you know, after that good result they had the week before, travelled to Newry, losing by 39-25, but still, you know, 25 points is good because Newry are one of the stronger sides in that particular league. But Strabane, the team, well, they're lying second at the moment. They were at home and they beat Belfast High School by 41-5, scoring 7 tries. I think if it hadn't, from what I've learned, it went in on contested scrums in the last half hour, and if that had not been the case, I think Strabane would maybe have scored a lot more tries, because they have a very prolific scrum, one of the best scrums I've seen at that level of competition. In fact, they have a scrum manager that would give a lot of the All-Ireland teams a bit of problems, and certainly, you know, they are on a real high at the moment, and Paul O'Kane, now in his second year as a coach, will be delighted with the way his team are going. And in the Rugby Regional West, Cookstown were beaten by what I would imagine was a pretty strong City of Derry thirds team, because the seconds didn't have a game. And Inishowen continued their unbeaten run with a 13-0 result against Strabane. Letterkenny second team made up for the first with a 1-point victory over Ballyshannon. So all in all, a reasonably good result there in that Rugby Regional West for the North West teams.
And just mention Joe Dunleavy, the Letterkenny man, making his debut in, I suppose, professional rugby, playing for Ulster A, and he scored a try against Scarlets.
Yep, he just, that was the last note I have here in front of me, Miles, and because delighted for that. I was chatting a few people up in the press room on Friday night at the Ulster game, and somebody says to me, is Dunleavy 20 or 21? I says, wait a minute. I said, he'll not be 19 until December. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, and a kid. And then I was talking to Jim Stokes, who used to be the Belfast Telegraph rugby correspondent, who's a big Malone man, obviously. And I was asking him, and he said the two games that he played for Malone, he said he was absolutely outstanding. And when you looked at that team, Miles, that he was playing with yesterday, I think I counted 11 or 12 people who played on the Ulster senior team. So, you know, he's making his way very, very quickly. He might only be an academy product as such, but I think that he's a big future. And, you know, with the World Under 19 competition comes up every year, and he will, I would think, be pushing very strongly to get into that Ireland team for the Under 19s. But, I mean, at, you know, just approaching 19 years of age, I mean, injuries, hopefully, that he doesn't get. What a future he has got. And apart from anything else, he's a hell of a nice young fella and very modest. And I think his attitude with the feet in the ground, Miles, I'll make sure that he progresses very strongly.